Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kervia program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
And again, we've got our show this week. We're going to be featuring Lisa Alley in just a little bit. But first, Max, I want to ask you a question. You're a successful artist doing a radio show. Why is that?
Well, Roy, I am a visual artist, a painter, a sculptor, a jeweler, got a degree in architecture from Texas A&M, and God made me an artist, but then he called me to be an evangelist in 1989. And once I got the call to do that, I wanted to tell God about all the cool things he was doing in my life. And even though I was raised a Southern Baptist, he started tampering with me a little bit, and all of a sudden we were praying for the sick and praying for miracles for people like the Scripture, instructed. And people started getting healed, and miracles started happening. And so that led finally to God calling us in 2001 to build the Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, and gave us a vision, Sherry and me, and we were called. And so many miracles have been happening out at that cross to people, and people have had such wonderful supernatural encounters with the Holy Spirit that Roy, you encourage us to have a radio show and to tell people about it. So the Bible says to shout it from the rooftop, our testimony, and so we're doing that the best we can, and on this radio show, that's what we want to do, is tell people how great God is.
And it's so far doing pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
We're all having fun with it. We look forward to getting together every week and sharing our miracles. And speaking of miracles, we have a miracle of the week, is what we do every week, and so share with us this miracle of the week that you've got.
All right. Well, let me, Sherry's wonders when I tell her I'm going out to the garden for a few minutes to go do something, how many minutes, like an hour in God's time. And sometimes I'd be back in 10 minutes, turns into 3 or 4 hours that I'm out there. And here a couple of weeks ago, I went out there just to do something real simple, to check on something in the architecture. And I was there 4 hours, and it was just a constant stream of praying for people, and the miracles were happening, the glory dust was forming.
Well, you lose track of time.
Yeah, yeah, and I've got a little card.
I'm going to try to help you with Sherry here.
Yeah.
Lose track of time.
Yeah, yeah, and so what Sherry has learned, you know, that she never knows what I'll run into up there at the cross, and because we've made a place for people to find God. And often, just like with our guest that's coming up, Lisa, Allie, you know, you can connect with God without anybody else around. But other times, God wants to have a person there to pray. Yeah,
yeah,
pray for you, and specifically, and to minister. And so that day, I just remember it just turned into a five-minute deal, turned into about 4 hours. And so if you go to the cross in Kerrville, we might
sure
allow some extra time.
Yeah, make sure the people that you tell that you're going to be back a certain time, that they're very understanding.
Yeah, like file a flight plan like a pilot so everybody will know where you are.
Well, listen, we've got our special guest back this week, Lisa Alley. Why don't you give a brief introduction
to
Lisa,
well,
and we'll get with her.
Okay, Lisa was a total stranger, and she was one of those people with four other family members that went up into the cross. She's from Fort Worth. She's a mom and a wife and married to Philip, and they love the Lord. But she was down there with her mom and her sister-in-laws, and they saw the cross. They went up to the cross. They felt the power and the anointing and the presence of God up on that mountain, and they got inside that cross and started praying the four prayers that are inside that big, giant 77-foot cross in that 7-foot center space. And the power came on all the ladies, all five of them. They got covered in the Shekinah glory. It looks like glitter. And they all were empowered by the Holy Spirit and are on fire. And we just wanted to get this lady to share this testimony. And we had her last week, and we've got her again this week. And so it's just too good not to share. And so that's why Lisa Alley is with us today from Fort Worth.
Lisa, welcome to the show again. You had a life-changing experience at the cross. Share some of that with us today. Share that with us.
Well, I'd never even been to Kerrville before, but we went there on our girls' trip, our annual girls' trip, and we were driving, and I just looked up and seen the cross. Just seeing it will take your breath away. And I said, we need to go there, and we didn't during our stay, but on our way home we did. And it was just such a blessing, and it changed my life.
So you weren't expecting this, though. This was total. You had never seen the cross before. And
never.
So you saw it, and somehow or another you went over there, and now it changed your life completely.
Yes, it did. And I have pamphlets, and I mean, I have to talk about it. It's not me. I can just open my mouth and hear it, because that is the most spiritual blessing as far as, I mean, you could feel it all over.
Let me ask you this now. Had you already been diagnosed with cancer when you came to the cross, or this follow later?
Yes, I had.
All right, so you already had this diagnosis, and you were looking for something. I mean, anybody that's been diagnosed with cancer like that is looking for something to help them.
Yeah.
And did you feel immediately that this would help you by going over there, or is this something you felt after you got there?
After I got there, well, I was drawn to it anyway because it was beautiful, you know. But after we got there, the spirit was so thick. I stepped out of the car, and I immediately just got on my knees and started worshiping, and I had gravel in my knees. It was still under construction.
And this is not something you've ever done before.
No, no. No, it was awesome.
I can tell you that's not standard operating procedure for a Southern Baptist either.
No, get down on your knees.
I'm 40 years of Southern Baptist, but get this, folks.
On gravel, especially.
That's right.
That
the presence of the Lord was so strong on this holy mountain that a fellow Southern Baptist dropped to her knees to worship the Most High God. And that's pretty cool, you know, because no longer is it religion, no longer is it just philosophical stuff or whatever, but it's the presence of God, and it drops people to their knees.
Well, I see here where you saw glory with your eyes. What do you mean when you say, I saw glory with my eyes?
Oh, wow. We prayed a prayer that was on the plaque there inside the cross walls. And we held hands and we said this prayer. And underneath it said, now look at your hands. And I thought, what? And we all looked at our hands, and every one of us was covered in glory dust. And it looks to me like it was just right under the first layer of skin. You can't wipe it off. It's there. And my sister said, "What is that?" I said, "That is the Shekinah glory of God, sister, and we are all covered." And she said, "Why do you have more?" I said, "Well, what can I say?"
Maybe that, God felt you just needed a little more because of your cancer.
Yeah.
Probably, but it was such a confirmation of my healing. And, you know, he gives those to me daily.
Wow.
And it's awesome.
When you went back to Fort Worth, the manifestation of continued, right?
Oh, it did. And I just let me just tell y'all this. I glittered for months and months.
Wow.
After. I could be out in the sun, and I would say, "Oh, baby, look." And, you know, you could see it. It was just there, and it was another reminder. Lisa, I'm right here with you, holding your hand, and this is all going to be good.
Wow. Now, so
what the devil meant for bad, I will work it for good.
Now, so people listen can understand when she's seeing the glory, the Shekinah glory. We believe this was the stuff that was on Moses when he came down with the Ten Commandments, and it said it sparkled, and the Hebrews told him to put a veil over his face. And then when Stephen was stoned in the New Testament, then it said his face shone or sparkled, and that's what we think this is, and it's happened thousands of times to people now that have come out to the cross in Kerrville and to the garden. As soon as they get on the land, they get that appearance of this supernatural manifestation, and it looks like fine glitter or glitter makeup. It can get bigger, but when it starts growing on you, it actually looks like glitter makeup, and then it can get to the size of regular glitter, and then it can get to the size of rice, and the biggest particles that we've seen so far are the size of oatmeal flakes. And so, you know, I don't have all the answers to this, is why some people get more than others, but the Bible says those that are hungry get fed. And Lisa, you were hungry for God, and you wanted more of him, and so he poured it out on you. So that's just really incredible. Well, tell us more about it. So it went on for a couple of weeks after you left Kerrville?
Months.
Yes.
Yes, and there's days even I can walk out in the sun and look, and they're still there.
Amen.
Well, yeah, and it's just a confirmation, like I said, of daily. You know, I'm right here.
Amen. Well, I do the same thing every day. I'll go out and say, "Lord," I'll look in the sun at my hands. I'll say, "Lord, I need to see at least one of your little sparkles today. I got a big day." And,
wow.
And I'll just stand there and pray and wait. And then all of a sudden one pops out on my hand. And then I take off in my day and do whatever the Lord tells me. Now, my wife, Sherry, and my daughter, Dinah Shea, they were covered with thousands for years.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And I mean, they'd wake up, they'd go to bed. Sherry could take a shower or a bath. And then she'd come back to bed, the bedroom. And I'd get out a flashlight and say, "We're going to go look for gold." And
I love it.
You know, and I mean, it would be on her hands and her arms and everywhere. It was just amazing.
Listen,
it would come in good hand at Christmas.
Yeah, for sure.
But it needs to decorate, right?
That's right.
Lisa, let me ask you this. The cross, the Kerrville cross, has touched a lot of people who have never even seen it. Have you had that experience with people that you've talked to?
Oh, yes, and that was what it just, that even shocked me. As I was sharing my story, there was so many people that, you know, I had one person tell me, "I see God in your eyes." Well, they could have had anything in mind they wanted at that point, because it's just, I mean, what a better compliment could you have?
Right.
But they said, "I want some of that," and we went and prayed, and they started sparkling.
Oh, my gosh. And then you had to explain
and
it.
Yeah, it happened several times.
Wow. And you pointed them to Jesus, I hope, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because that's what the miracles are for. They're to bring people to Jesus Christ. And that's why Jesus worked the miracles and that we read about in the New Testament. And even with old Moses and the other prophets, the miracles brought people to God. And that's what we're supposed to do with them today. We don't worship the miracles or the signs and wonders, but we use them to get the attention of the world. And when a real demonstration of the power shows up, like Apostle Paul talks about, people want to know about that kind of God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Lisa, in looking back at the people that you've shared this with, how did it change some of the people that you've shared this with and they've had the experiences that you're speaking of? Give some specifics. How in some ways did it change some of these people that you know?
Well, just sharing that story and the fire God put in me is I have my whole family in one shape or form has been touched. And several have accepted the Lord and are just closer. And to me, that is awesome because, I mean, you pray all your life for your family and you know, safety and health and all of that. And then when God puts you in a position to be that person, you know, and I'm so thankful for what I've gone through because it has given me, I mean, I can tell people, I know how you feel. Or, you know, it's given me that big God miracle that I can share with people and therefore bring their faith up. And I love that.
Lisa Alley, thank you for being with us again. We're going to have you again next week and talk a little more about some of the things that you've experienced. And we appreciate you being on the show with us this week.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
Max, we've got a big event coming up, Easter,
yeah,
coming
up
at the Cross. Talk a little bit about
that. Yeah, the Garden, you know, we're not a church. We're not a ministry. We're actually an art museum, and it's a place where people can come and find God. But we have felt like God wanted us to celebrate Easter and the resurrection. And so for the last 3 years, we've had a special weekend that we just come together, the unity and body of Christ, and have an Easter party is really what it amounts to. And so on Saturday at 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., we're going to have a resurrection celebration. We're inviting all the different churches in town to come in, and their preachers and their worship teams and praise teams, and that will just be praise and worship music. It's all free, and it'll be on Saturday. And then on Sunday morning, we have a sunrise service that starts at 7 and goes for about 2 hours.
At the Cross.
At the Cross in Kerrville.
All right. Website
is www.thecrossatkerrville.org, thecrossatkerrville.org, or www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, and you'll be able to get information by contacting the office, but come and be ready to get blessed.
All right. Lisa Alley, thank you.
Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
This is Sherry Greiner again with you, and I want to share some more comments with you regarding the Garden. This one comment comes from one person, and it is just really wonderful. Her name is Becky Flowers. She's a tour guide chaplain for us at the Garden. And Becky says, I just wanted to share with you all my day today. God is so awesome, and I love it when he shows off. One day I will take a tablet and write down all the names and places where people come from. And until then, here is a synopsis. First, let me say how I came here, or to the Garden today. I went to Home Depot to buy a push broom. Never had been there before. It was across town. That is so funny because I moved here in 1996 from Dallas. I have assimilated. Then, going to my truck, I heard that still, small voice say, "Go to the mountain." That thrilled me just to hear his voice. When I got there, tour guide chaplain Ron Peterson was just leaving. I had my tour guide apron in the truck, but couldn't find my badge. That just meant that everyone I approached, I had to introduce myself. Like most of us, it was just overwhelming to be part of so many visitors. From as far from Wisconsin to Port Lavaca, first-timers to those returning many times, they just kept coming and I lost count. I stayed from noon to 2 p.m., and yes, it is possible to get a tan in January. A few highlights included a returner that had brought marking pins for the prayer rocks. We were really low the last time she came and felt this was just as much service to us as anything. Another was a couple that was taking professional pictures of the sculpture with a fantastic camera. Then I looked down and saw it. It was the glory dust. After I prayed with a lady asking our prayer for our sister in Christ that was diagnosed with cancer, both of us had it all over our hands. What a thrill. Several people saw us looking at our hands and came over to see what was happening. As we looked, it came upon those standing around. I saw others from far off begin looking at their hands. It was just the coolest thing, God showing off. I left shortly afterward. The glory dust was still on my hands by the time I got home. I am just overwhelmed by Him, God. What a privilege to serve at the empty cross. Oh, yes. One lady, as I was about to leave, who I had spoken with earlier, came to me for a hug. Then she prayed the most beautiful prayer for me, and how blessed she felt for meeting me. Oh, Lord, how great you are. Again, this was Becky Flowers.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas Hill Country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's INNOFTHEHILLS.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com. Or call 1-800-637-9651. Weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist Max Griner Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians.
Would you pray about making a gift to the coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ? All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.